Welcome to the first ever episode of Well Read Yet Ill Fed.
It's a tongue twister.
It is, and I keep reversing it, and that's not the same thing. So, yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
The song was a little misleading, though, because it is not a cool summer.
It's not. It's actually a very cruel, cruel winter here on the East Coast in New Jersey.
Yep, which is where we are. and yeah, it's just pretty miserable out, but we're happy to be here digitally with you guys, whoever is listening, like both of you. I'm Katie, and
I'm Annie.
This is Annie. And we have decided that we wanted to just like start a podcast because we both really like to read. And we both have a lot of thoughts and opinions about things. And our friends are tired of listening to us. So we thought we'd branch out and just see if anyone else wanted to.
Actually, listen. I feel like they really do like our opinions. And that's why they want us to share it with the world.
Yes.
Or the two people listening.
Yes. That sounds better than what I said.
So Katie, why don't you just tell everyone a little bit about why we're doing this and what the content will be.
Yeah. We both really like to read. And there's so much to like consume out there in the world. You know, there's so many books, there's so many TV shows and movies and just a lot that's out there. And like one thing especially, we're going to be first talking about for the next several episodes, the book 50 Shades of Grey. And neither of us have read the book. This would be our first time. And we haven't seen the movie, but we have read Twilight, which it was like based off of, or I think. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of just like, we want to see what all the fuss is about. Like, there's so much controversy behind this book, and it's like, well, you know, I guess we wanted to make up our own mind about it,
right?
Like, just see what it's really all about. Did I do okay? Anything that you want to add?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, as Katie said, there is a lot of hype about it, and we wanted to kind of know what the hype is about.
Yeah.
And kind of give our own opinions without having other people, I guess, influence what.
Yeah. I mean, we're both pretty, I feel like we're independent thinkers.
I think so.
Maybe saying that means that we're not. Maybe it's like being a hipster, you know, like you can't say it.
Right.
Because then you're not. I don't know. I take it back. I'll edit that out. Not really. But I don't know how to do that. But anyway, so we'll just, for this episode, we so far have read the first three chapters of the book. So that's how we're going to do this. We're going to break it up.
We'll probably do 3 to 4 chapters a week,
mm-hmm,
and give you our first account feedback about what we read. And mm-hmm, hopefully maybe take you guys back to those same chapters or those same moments in the book.
Yeah.
So we're actually hoping that you guys kind of join us in almost like this book study,
yeah,
in a sense. Like, so if you've read it,
book club.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you've read it, then you're kind of reliving the book. And if you haven't read it, then you can definitely feel free to read along with us.
Yeah.
And then really just get our first account reactions to, mm-hmm, the book,
which will be humorous. For those of you who don't know any, as I do, which is like all of you, I think. Well, no, I'm sure like your mom. Well, no, your mom probably won't.
No, she won't. I won't even tell her I'm talking about this book.
I'm sure our friends know any, but trust me, it's going to be good. I like to think of myself as a pretty honest person, pretty sarcastic and cynical, but Annie just, in a beautiful way. It's almost art with Annie. Like, she just takes it to the next level. So it should be a good time. I hope you guys will enjoy it.
Yeah.
As much as we enjoy doing it.
Right.
I'm already excited.
Me too. I'm excited to get into the book. But before we do that, I think we just want to give you guys a little bit background on who we are and why we feel like as if you should even listen to us. I think it'd be nice for us to get to, for you guys to get to know us. And then maybe you'll understand this journey a little bit better.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, this is going to be our opinion. So, like, if you, you know, disagree with us terribly, then maybe knowing a little bit about us may help you understand where we're coming from. Do you want to start?
Yeah. So again, my name is Eni. My whole name is Eniola, actually. I'm Nigerian. So that also means I'm a Black woman. For those of you who don't know where Nigeria is, that would mean that I'm Black.
It's not a geography podcast, right?
I am 29, going on 30, which is kind of, I'm actually okay with turning 30.
Well, you're married.
Married for almost 6 years.
Which is really great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even keep a plant alive that long, so
I've been married for 6 years to my college sweetheart.
Bri.
Yeah, Brian. He's pretty cool. Met in college. I was a basketball player. He was a volleyball player.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been inseparable ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what else about me? I am one of three siblings. I'm the middle child, and I'm a pretty standard middle child, as that goes. So that might be interesting.
It's good that you mentioned that birth order actually is like a very big thing. She studied psychology,
I did study psychology.
Communication, so we're both into that.
Yeah. I'm doing with it right now. Because for anyone who knows psychology, you rarely work in the field that you got your degree in. But you know, we'll talk about that later. Or maybe not. Maybe we won't talk about it at all, actually.
We don't want to get into that.
Yeah, so no kids yet. So I got time to read.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
It's good.
So Katie, why don't you tell?
Well, I'm Katie. Catherine, you know. No, it's no Eniola, but.
Catherine's pretty. It's pretty.
Thanks for validating my name. I guess I'm the baby of the family. I'm the youngest of four children, and I have all older brothers. So that probably says a lot about me as well. I'm turning 24. I'm 23. I'll be 24 in May. And I studied communications in school. I don't work in the field of communications, but I guess I talk a lot, so it served me well. I don't know. I'm white. I'm from America, which could mean that I'm anything, but I'm white.
Kay's from Virginia. I am.
So I'm very white.
Yeah, so this is good, and this is kind of why we teamed up, because we also have two very different
backgrounds.
Different backgrounds. You know, I'm from New Jersey, the East Coast, Northern New Jersey. So pretty much that New York City area. Yeah. Katie's from Virginia, so she's got that Southern twang in her.
I mean, maybe after like a few drinks. I'm from Virginia. I'm from Northern Virginia, near DC, but I'm from a very, like, a small, you know, kind of hickish town. So I do have that upbringing, you know, a small town gal, you know. I don't know. Should we talk about what our favorite books are?
Yes.
Because
that'll might influence. Help you understand where we're coming from as readers of the 50 Shades of Grey. Right. Mm-hmm. So if let's say that we said that like one of our favorite books was like a what's the woman who makes all those books? Steele?
Danielle Steele.
Is it Danielle Steele?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Danielle. If we're wrong, you can let us know. But let's say it's like a Danielle Steele book. Like then you could be like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is kind of, but mm-hmm. this is kind of these type of women.
This is what we're used to reading.
Yeah.
This is not what we're used to reading.
No, it's not. Which makes it a little exciting.
Maybe. I know. I think it'll be more entertaining for them to hear our reactions. Cause like I'm not gonna lie. I skipped ahead to, just check out one of the sex scenes.
You did?
I mean, just like, I didn't read, I just read like a paragraph and I was kind of.
So
like,
you're already starting to get to know our personalities already. Okay. I stick to the script. Any sticks to the script and Katie likes to jump ahead.
Break the rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Well, we did kind of break the mold by reading Twilight, but that's like, mm-hmm. I feel maybe as, I don't know. I have read Anna Karenina. So
yeah.
that's got some, you know, juiciness in it. So I wouldn't say that I'm like a prude when it comes
no,
to
no, I'm not a prudish reader. I just really like, I really like strong female leads, which we'll talk about. That I'm not, Anna's not my favorite character I've ever read. But I guess my favorite book would be Jane Eyre, because I just love it. I think that I really love the character of Jane. Like, she is just, you know, very, like, kind of, she's like a feminist, you know, she's like, and especially in that time when women really, you know, they depended on men for their livelihood because, you know, I'm pretty sure it was still illegal for them to own property and like just the way like inheritance worked, like it just wasn't really a great time for women. But like Jane, you know, she was very determined, like she would, you know, take care of herself. And I really like that. And then when she was falling in love with Mr. Rochester, she also was very skeptical and was trying very hard to not fall in love with him, which I can relate to because I'm very skeptical. And the first time that I was falling in love, that's pretty much how it went down. I was very like, no, I don't feel that way. And then, you know, I had to be honest with myself. But and then the ending's really beautiful. And it's so beautifully written. Oh, just read it.
So that's a book he recommends.
Yeah, love it.
I guess one of my favorite books is To Kill a Mockingbird.
Really?
I love...
You really like the male writers,
I do. I don't know what it is. I just love the innocence of the book. Mm-hmm. It's so simple in a sense, mm-hmm. but yet so powerful of a story.
Yeah. And like the Bell Jar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the Bell Jar too.
And I feel like we just don't get that in a lot of novels like today.
Yeah. I agree. I think that.
But maybe we will. Maybe we'll get in 50 Shades of Grey.
I mean, we've already started reading it.
But that's true. And so maybe then we should start talking about that.
Okay. Should we just like talk about the elephant in the room before we, you know, start on something else?
Okay.
The woman who wrote 50 Shades is not William Shakespeare. I'm just going to put that on.
Yes. I'm sure she, E.L. James is her name. I'm sure she's a very lovely woman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably, if we're all being honest here, and for you out there listening, if we can all be honest for a second, this isn't the best well-written book. Okay, so that's, we won't dissect her.
Right, this is not about, I mean, I might occasionally,
yeah,
I know, because like I just can't, but I'm going to try really hard to just stick to the plot.
Especially with the books that we like, there's so much character development.
Yeah.
And I feel like you get to know the characters, or at least the main character, like early on, and mm-hmm. you get to see them continue to
and that evolve. That was actually one of the first things that kind of was difficult, that I missed from 50 Shades, is like, it just jumps right into Anna's relationship with Gray, you know? And I'm like, I kind of, you know, I'd want to see a little bit about her and a little bit about her life. So we can kind of understand who she is separate from him, you know? So we can really see, like, oh, like, how does he change her? How, you know, how does this relationship kind of help her grow? And, like,
yeah, I also feel like you want to know if you like the character or not.
Yeah.
From the beginning. And I feel like we don't even have a chance to get to know her mm-hmm. as an individual, as a person.
Yeah.
You know, so that's definitely something that I didn't really like.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what we all do. We all get wrapped up in the character. That's the part, you know,
right.
We get wrapped up and we like to be kind of taken away. And
right. I mean, it's like, that's why crime shows are, like, popular, you know? Like, I mean, when you think about it, it's the same thing over and over again, but it's the characters of the show that you really care about, like, what's going on in their personal life that keeps you kind of continuing to watch the show, which
right.
is why Bones is going into its 10th season. Criminal Minds is, like, I've been watching a lot of Netflix lately. my roommate got it, so I've been watching
right.
her Netflix. But yeah, so, like, we want to, you know, we want to know the characters. And I will say that, like, that is something that I enjoy more about Gray than Anna. At least we go a little bit, like, deeper into him.
Yeah.
Like, so far.
Right.
I mean, and, like, also, we are learning facts about their lives, but, like, I don't want to just be told something. I want to, like, see their actions and kind of, like, figure out their motives
right.
behind it. Which I'm sure, like, we'll get more into when, you know, we spend just more time with them. But yeah, I mean, do you want to talk about just preliminary analysis of the characters so far?
Yeah. So let's talk about Anna. She's the first character that we're... Anastasia, that we're introduced to. So, yeah, Anna, she's kind of, I don't know how to feel about her. Honestly,
yeah.
I can't say that I like her all that much.
Yeah. I think that I like her compassion, you know, that she's definitely, like, compassionate towards her, like, roommate, and she cares about people, you know, and you can kind of see that. Like, you see that in her interactions.
Yeah, she cares about people. That's good.
But,
we all should care about people.
Right. but I see where you're coming from. Like, I don't know. What's, like, the one thing that bothers you the most about her?
I just can't tell. Like, is Anna, like, clumsy and this cute, like, shy girl, or is she a sassy, like, whippersnapper? Like, I can't tell. Like, it's so back and forth that I'm just like, make up your mind.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I was shocked. On page 10, okay, so here I am thinking Anna's this certain way. She's making soup for her best friend. She
mm-hmm.
drives a Beetle. You know, this rink-a-dink Beetle. You know, she, like,
how humorous you find that.
Sorry for all y'all who drive Beetles, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, so she sees all these blonde people who are beautiful, which
mm-hmm.
is kind of annoying. Why is everyone who's blonde, like, beautiful? Like, why is that the standard of beautiful to her? But anyways.
I mean, I'm a little blonde, so.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You people, you blonde.
Oh, us.
Anyways, so she's like, you know, so this is how I'm thinking that she is. You know,
mm-hmm.
someone calls her and she always has to, like, I don't know, muffle her words. So I'm just like, okay.
Right.
She's this way, right?
She's, like, you know, a little low self-esteem, kind of, like, introverted.
Exactly. She comes across as she's
shy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then her first interaction with Gray is, like, they're having this conversation on page 10. So
she's, like, interviewing him.
She's interviewing him, right, page 10. And then she says, maybe you're just lucky. This isn't on Kate's list, but he's so arrogant. His eyes flare momentarily in surprise. I would not have expected her to just come out and say something like, maybe you're just lucky.
Yeah.
Like, approach him like that.
Mm-hmm.
That seems very sure of herself.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like something that Kate would have written down. Like,
right,
okay,
right.
So Kate asks the question, are you gay?
Yeah. So she's very straightforward.
Kate is very straightforward.
And then she's, like, mortified when she reads that
exactly.
question.
Exactly. But you ask him some very straightforward questions yourself. So I'm just like, don't try and make it seem as if you are, like, this shy innocent. Like, you are very confident. Like, to me, that her interview comes across as if she's very confident. And she...
Well, I mean, and then, like, there's also, you know, when she calls him a control freak and then even, like, there was even later, she's kind of in her head, she's like, ugh, control freak, like, whatever. And you're right, like, that is, you know, she was kind of placing judgments on him, which, like, shy, self-conscious people don't typically do because they spend so much time focusing on what they're doing and, like, on themselves that they think everything that everyone else is doing is great and, like, they're the ones messing
up. Right.
Which is, like, how she comes off earlier.
Right.
Like, I remember there was one part that drove me crazy. I think it was... Let me find it. It was on page 5. And it's, like, they hand her the visitor's pass and... She's like, she hands me a security pass that has visitor firmly stamped on the front. I can't help my smirk. Surely it's obvious that I'm just visiting. I don't fit in here at all. Nothing changes. I inwardly sigh. And I'm just kind of like, I don't know, like that frustrates me about her. That she's so, like, so full of self-doubt. And like, and I mean, as I said before, my favorite book is Jane Eyre, who's, like, very self-confident and just, like, you know, and even, like, Jane Eyre, she is not attractive, you know, or, like, you know, she's not supposed to be attractive in the book. And people, you know, like, her actions in the book and stuff, like, it perpetuates this, and yet she still is sure of herself because she knows that, like, well, it's not just about looks, you know, like, she has other things. But then, like, in 50 Shades, what also bothers me is the fact that, like, Anna has this, like, low self-esteem, and she makes herself out to kind of seem like this dumpy, you know, brunette, like, because no one in the world is brunette and pretty, like,
I know,
according to the book. But then she has, you know, she has Jose, she has
Paul. No, don't even get me started on that. We will get to that.
Okay.
Because.
We won't jump ahead of ourselves.
Also, obviously this isn't Anna's fault. That
that's not her fault, but it's like, own it, girl. Like, you look good. It's okay.
Well, I think this also goes to the writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
let's talk about
Gray.
You know,
I'm a leading man.
I'm not mad at Gray. I kind of like his character.
He's interesting.
Yeah, it's a little awkward that he's 27 and yet he speaks like a 50-year-old man. Yeah. I mean, that's so weird. I mean, to be honest, like, no one talks like he talks at 27.
Right.
We both know 27-year-olds. Very smart,
yes.
Well accomplished.
Yes.
27-year-olds. And none of them talk like they're 55. Okay, so
right, because that typically just comes with experience of, like, the world,
I
you know?
Know,
like, and just kind of maturing and stuff. But Gray to me, the initial snapshot of him, he seems, I don't know, I was interested when, you know, in the interview, she was talking about, you know, she was asking him about, like, self-possession and, like, his like, motto, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And his motto... Sorry, I'm trying to find it. I should have marked these things. But...
That's okay.
My book is from the library, so I can't.
Well, while you're finding that, mm-hmm. I just wanted to state one of his very old man comments.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so he says on page 10... I employ over 40,000 people, Miss Steele. That gives me a certain sense of responsibility, power, if you will. If I were to decide I was no longer interested in the telecommunications business and sell 20,000 people would struggle to make their mortgage payments after a month or so. I'm like, who is is this?
Who? What?
27-year-old talks about people's mortgage payments. Does he even know what a mortgage is?
I mean, probably not. He's never probably had to pay one. But
it's just so interesting.
Like, I mean, because he has a lot of money, he can just buy a house.
That's not his fault. That kind of, we have to cough that up to the writing.
Right. And I think also the writing is what drives Anastasia, who seems, I mean, she is a English literature major, and yet she says things like, what do you do to just chill out? Like, that's not in character.
Right.
So, I mean, that is, like, the writing.
Yeah. But, so, and we don't want to overanalyze writing, but.
Right.
Go ahead. You found.
I did. So, she's asking, on page 12, she's asking him if he has a philosophy, and he says, I don't have a philosophy as much, maybe a guiding principle, Carnegie's. A man who acquires the ability to take full possession of his own mind may take possession of anything else to which he is justly entitled. I'm very singular driven. I like control of myself and of those around me. I mean, obviously, like, this is foreshadowing for what's later to come. But just looking at it, you know, from this perspective of someone who, of just him as a person, you know, it's like, it's interesting because this to me is a big flaw in him, you know, like, he wants to be so completely self-possessed, and yet we can't be, you know, like, we cannot control ourselves, to the nth degree, and we can't really control anyone around us, you know what I mean? Like, it's, like, that's slavery. You know what I mean? It's like controlling. I mean, and that's like the beauty of love. Like, it's out of your control. You know, even falling in love. Like, that's why it's called falling in love. Like, you are just, you have to, like, let go to what's happening. And when it comes to loving someone, like, to have them love you, like, you can't make them love you. You can't control them into, like, loving you. So I see Gray as, interesting, because I see him as kind of tragic. You know what I mean? Like, I am all about, like, self-control when it comes to, like, you know, making myself get up in the morning and go to the gym, which I fail to do often. I wish I had more control there. Or, like, you know, being able to just eat, like, one Oreo covered in peanut butter and, like, stop it there. You know what I mean? But, like, I'm kind of sad for him, because I'm like, are you really living life? If, like, you're so busy controlling it, you know?
Right.
So.
That's a good question. And we'll, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it serves him.
Develops.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about, and we'll get to Kate and Jose, because I definitely want to touch on those two characters.
Those peeps.
Anything else interesting about the interview? That you found. I mean, it was just really awkward.
Yeah, it was so awkward.
When the interview was done, I was like, really? Are they done?
The feeling that I get while reading this book between, like, Anna's awkward comments/thoughts and, like, Christian's, like, just kind of domineering presence in her life, like, after knowing her for a day. Mm-hmm. I just feel, like, kind of uncomfortable reading this book, but like, that's okay, you know, like, books are made to make us feel things, you know, so, I mean, and that's currently what I'm feeling. I'm not feeling in love as of yet, because this is marked as a romance novel, so we'll see. Oh, you know what else, like, she keeps saying, like, oh my gosh, she's so attractive, he's so attractive, he's so attractive. I am not sold on that yet.
No. You know whose face keeps popping into my mind? The guy who
plays him
in the movie now. He is attractive.
He is very attractive.
He is so
Let's get that
super
straight.
Attractive. But no, you're right, because we know he has gray eyes.
Right. Which
don't. Let's not even go there.
Which don't do it.
Okay, last name's Gray, he's got gray eyes. Okay, so, and his lips are, we know his lips are, like, interesting. But we don't, like.
But how?
I know. I mean, we know he's got, like, messy, like, he's got hair.
Like, that. He's not bald. It's good. He's only 27.
He has hair that that can look tousled. I don't know.
But it can look tousled. It can look together. He's got good hair.
There's no description.
Yeah. Like, which, again, is the writing, but...
Yeah. Which, okay. So we're just going to chalk it up to he's attractive. And I think because we know what the character in the movie looks like, that is who we're just envisioning.
And I think, too, like, I mean, it is, you know, it is a literary style to be ambiguous so that the reader can kind of, like, self-impose what they are attracted to, you know? Yeah. I don't like it, but, like, it is, you know, it is what it is. Anyway.
Okay, so later on we get to meet Jose, who is in love with Anastasia.
Anna, yeah.
So this kind of annoys me. Okay, so we meet Jose, who's in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And Jose is attractive from what...
From what Anna says.
From what He's Anna hot, says. You know? Yeah. Yeah. You know? Okay. So she's... Listen, I know what... But ugly or like not attractive. Like, I know what that is. So obviously, she. Okay. You can. No, and tell me, be honest with me and tell me what you think.
Okay.
You can go on throughout life not thinking that you're attractive.
Yes.
And what helps you believe that is the lack of attention that you get from the opposite sex.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
So. If you know that you're attractive pretty much based off of the amount of attention that's what we've been like taught to believe, that the more attention that I get from the opposite sex, right. like that kind of feeds into how attractive I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she doesn't see herself as attractive yet. So many other people do. So that's why I'm just like, I'm confused.
Right. It's like, why would you? Not, you know, it's one thing to accept, you know, like, it's like accept that they like you. Like, she won't even really, right. you know, like Kate's like, oh, and she's like, no. And yet when like Gray is like, you know, asking her to go get coffee, she immediately jumps to like, ooh, he's like asking me out. And I'm like, that's so inconsistent, you know, because like even... I don't know. And, like, yeah, she's like, oh, like, shut up in your monologue or whatever. But it's just, again, it's just inconsistencies with her character.
Right.
But I mean, that's, like, that being said, I just think it's really sad. And this is, like, probably my least favorite thing about this character. I just hate when women, like, just continually... decrease their own self-esteem. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
By just, like, and it's hard because it's, like, a cycle, you know, and so, like, you form these lies about yourself that you tell yourself, like,
yeah. She's obviously attractive.
Right.
She's obviously attractive. So, right. In my head, I'm thinking Kate is this bombshell of a blonde, like, James Bond type, you know, type girl, and she's this mousy, but Jose finds her attractive. Obviously, Christian Grey finds her attractive.
Paul finds her attractive. So basically, every man that we have met so far
finds her attractive.
Except, I hope, her stepfather.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, fine. So, I mean, let's actually go into when Christian Grey shows up at her place of work.
Okay.
Because yeah.
The stalking incident?
Was... I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I was definitely taken back by that because I'm like, this is weird. Like, he found her place of work. Do you think it was a coincidence?
No.
Are you sure? You don't think it was a coincidence?
Okay.
No, it was no. It was not a coincidence. It was not a coincidence. First of all, it's not a coincidence that he shows up and he's talking about him being on some farm, working on some farm, whatever. That's bullcrap, okay? And I'm sure it's true, but whatever.
I'm sure it's true.
You know the part that I was, like, freaking out about? Right. He's like, I need some rope. wait, what page is this? That he's listing all of the things that he needs.
Page 25.
Page 25. Katie, can you please, what is he list again? They says, like, he wants some wire, I don't know.
He says cable ties.
Cable ties.
He wants cable ties, and then He wants, it's all spread out.
He wants some rope.
He wants some rope and some masking tape.
And some masking tape.
Maybe, you know, maybe his jet, like, just needs some fixing.
I think because we know what the premise of the book is about, I was just like, oh, hell, here we go.
So it's, like, obvious. Because we know, like, it's obvious. There's just, like, a lot of foreshadowing, you know.
A lot of foreshadowing.
In the book. Which makes sense, because, I mean, if he really was into that stuff, he would be buying this stuff, you know? So, it's at least, accurate? I don't know. My thing with, like, I did not like the exchange between Christian, Anna, and Paul.
Like, Paul, another guy who...
Yeah, who, like, just, is, who asks Anna out every time he comes into town.
This guy and from she's Princeton, just a friend. This, like, blonde, handsome, broad-shouldered Princeton guy. Who turns that down? No, Katie. No one turns handsome... Well, she didn't even say handsome. Princeton, blonde, broad. No one turns that down. That's crap. Who turns that down?
I mean, I only go out with Harvard men, but, you know. Wait, can I just say, there's this one part. Okay. Oh, so this is on page 30. Anna is, she's with Gray, and then Paul comes in and is like, Anna! So she goes to see him. She says, Paul has always been a buddy. And in this strange moment...
Buddy.
Yeah.
Please. Sorry.
it's okay. Paul's always been a buddy. Paul hugs me hard. So she's like, he's always been a buddy. He's always been a friend. And then, you know, we're reading. And then, all of a sudden...
Oh, when he says, like, one day... Are you talking about that part? One day you'll go out with me?
Yeah. She's like, I mean, he asks me out every time he comes into town. But he's just a buddy. Like, it's like, no, he likes you, girlfriend. He's trying to, like, buy a ticket for that ride.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe with Jose, she can kind of play the innocent game because he hasn't flat out, like, asked her out. But this guy, like, asks her out every time he's in town.
For me, this is kind of what's annoying. And if this didn't annoy any of you, then y'all are crazy because I don't believe it. I don't believe it. No, I'm just saying, okay, how many, and I know this is a romance novel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But are we totally saying that screw reality? I'm being honest. Are we just totally saying screw reality? Because I feel like in order for us to get wrapped up mm-hmm. in a book, there's got to be a little bit of reality for us right. to, like,
be... Because otherwise it's, like, it's just fantasy, and we want to relate it to our lives.
So, a little
like,
bit.
It needs to be...
Yeah.
Right.
A little bit. And so Anna is just waiting for this 27-year-old billionaire to come and sweep her off her feet. Like, right. that was going to happen. So, but she could turn down blonde Princeton.
Like, that in just... the meantime.
That's just crazy. I mean, maybe Jose... You know, he's a photographer, he's still in college. Yeah, you could turn that down.
Yeah, but he's cute. He's artsy.
Whatever. You don't turn down Princeton.
I mean.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, personally,
I would pick Jose over Paul, but clearly we know where you stand now. Can we get back to the stalking incident?
Yes. Yes.
So, how would you feel? Like, honest, let's put this under the lens of reality, okay? So, like, you just meet this guy, all right? Let's pretend he's not a billionaire. Let's just pretend he's a regular guy. He's like, cute, but he's, you know, doesn't have the gray eyes and the tousled brown or blonde
hair. Say he does even have whatever. The tousled. Let's say he is drop-dead gorgeous.
But, like, you meet him one day. You mm-hmm. meet him one day. And
out,
then
two
and
hours
you don't
away.
Even you don't even say where you work. Like, you don't say anything about, like, having a job or, like, anything. And you work in a random hardware store. And, like, a week later, he just shows up, like, 2 hours away.
Okay, this is how, there's two ways you can go with it. One, you can be very afraid, because that's scary.
That is exactly.
Like, what the heck? This is weird. Or two, so let's, you know, there's another way of looking at it. Two, coincidence. Like, what? This guy showed up, like, and I met him before, and he was handsome, and,
right.
You know.
Now we factor in the fact that he's a billionaire and could easily have found out where she worked, like, through his resources, and then it becomes less likely that it's a coincidence. And then I'm afraid.
See, I'm not as afraid yet, Katie. I'm not as afraid. Because men, like, they like to be... No.
Yeah, but it's like, why couldn't he just ask her for her number when he was, like, when she was at his place or, like at his work, you know, or, like...
Because he wasn't... I don't know.
Like, he's just... He's very intimidating, and he like, puts... I don't know. Like, if I were her, I would not say yes to going to coffee with him.
Okay, this is the thing. If it was a 55-year-old man, like, he probably should have been, I would be so freaking out. But because it's a 27-year-old,
like,
I wouldn't.
Okay. Okay, I guess if, you know, well, no, I still, because the fact that he lives so far away, right? If it was someone that I met, like, at
but
Starbucks.
He has, Katie, he has ties with the school.
No.
In that area. So he was in that area.
Well, and then he happens to go into Clayton's, which we hear the store name of Clayton's, like, every time Anna talks about going to work. Like, girlfriend, you can just say you're going to work. Like, we get it. But no, she's going to work at Clayton's. And, like, you know, she works at this just mom and pop's, like, store. You really think that a billionaire is going to go into some rundown, like, mom and pop's hardware store? No, he's gonna go to Home Depot.
No,
he's gonna go to Lowe's.
Listen,
he like probably owns a Home Depot. Okay?
This is part of the story. Okay, so this lets it's coincidence or it's stalkerish. Either way, okay,
it's what's happening.
It's what's it happened.
All right, fine. We can give Christian the benefit of the doubt and just say that it's a coincidence.
No, it's not a coincidence. He knew she was there. He came and found her.
He's seeking her out.
He's seeking her out, but seeking someone out could
be okay.
Be okay. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you met this guy and you exchanged numbers, but somehow you got the wrong number. And, oh my gosh, he got... I mean, there are so many movies, I'm sure, based off of this. Like, oh, you had the wrong last number. Incorrect.
Maybe it's just the fact that, like, he stares at her and she... expresses to us her own discomfort. Like, she...
That is freaky.
You know, it's like, yeah, she's really attracted
to him.
Have
you ever been stared down by a man?
Yes.
It's scary.
It
okay,
is.
Let's say that the man is attractive.
It's even worse.
It's no, that's a lie. Let me explain something to you, Katie. Because obviously you have not... they must do something different in Virginia. Let me explain something to you. If a man stares you down, uh-huh. An unattractive man stares you down.
It's like, oh no.
It's like, oh no, let me get the heck up on out of here.
It's like, let me
okay.
go, like, get a lot closer to my male friend.
Let's say an attractive male stares you down. It is still scary, but ain't as bad. Let's just be real. Can we
okay.
just be real?
Hang on, give me a second to put myself in that situation.
I'd rather be, listen.
Okay.
I don't want to be chopped up into little pieces. Let's just get that straight.
I don't
okay?
either.
But if an
okay.
attractive man were to steal you down.
I get it. I get her conflict. You know?
Okay.
It's like she's kind of torn. I do get that. Because, like, when you like someone, when you're attracted to them, and then they do something weird, you're, like, the first one to be like, oh, like, maybe, you know, he's living with his mom because... she needs help around the house.
Yeah,
and
you're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. So,
you know, maybe he's staring at me because... well, she doesn't think she's pretty, so it can't be because of that. Maybe he's staring at me because I have food in my teeth. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I mean, we do know what's going through her head, but...
So we'll give...
Anyway, so we give Christian the benefit of the doubt, we give Anna the benefit of the doubt, and we continue reading to the photo shoot.
Yes.
So Jose is in love with her. We know this now. And he agrees to do this photo shoot because Anna can get anything she wants from Jose, apparently. So anything about the... oh, Well, at the end of the photo shoot, then he asks her to go get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend Kate warns her to not, which I'm like, you're a good friend.
I disagree. Okay. What do you mean? Okay. She can go and get coffee. Okay, so let's go to page 39. This kind of annoyed me about Kate. I'm like, sit down, Kate. Are you upset? For like, what is the matter? Why can't she go and get coffee? I think she actually says, hold on, let me just flip to it. I think she...
He's dangerous.
Yeah, he's dangerous. How do you know he's dangerous?
Maybe because he keeps staring at people.
No. Why is he dangerous? He hasn't done anything. Excuse me. Okay. So you're asking for an interview. Kate is asking for an interview. We know he is a billionaire with ties to the community, ties to the school. Why is he dangerous?
Because he is creepy and he goes and buys rope from her place of work when he could just get it on discount at Home Depot. So that means he went...
I think that was a stretch for her to say he's dangerous.
I mean, okay, no, listen. This is scientific fact, okay? There have been studies, and it's, like, the studies say that the best indicator for the success or health of a relationship is the female's friends. You know why? Women's intuition, all right? So Jose is, like, a man, and he's just kind of standing off, like, looking around the room, like, you know, all absorbed in, like, what he's going to have for lunch later. And, like, Kate is actually paying attention to her friend and her friend's interactions. And
this is going to come back to bite you, what you're saying, for a second.
Why?
Because I just have a feeling. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that Kate picks up the vibes that there is something off about Christian Grey. And that's not to say that he's a bad person. I don't think Christian's evil. Like I said, I think he is one of the more interesting characters. And he has depth to him, you know? Like, there's reasons for his need to control and stuff like that. So, like, there is reasons behind it. But that does not mean, like, that you get into a relationship with someone who's broken.
Just because they're attractive. Completely agree.
But like, what I'm saying is, I just think friends can tell, you know? Like, we just kind of have, like, a sixth sense about, like, you know, it is, like, women's intuition is real. Like,
it is.
And especially when we really care about our friends, I think it's like, okay, I just don't feel good about this, you know? Like, it's like, and, you know, she said it herself, like...
Yeah, but
especially
she's...
Especially someone like you. And she's like, what do you mean? She's like, an innocent, Anna, like... You know what I mean? And it's like, Anna is very innocent. She has no experience.
She is. Has she ever kissed a guy? I mean, she makes it seem like she's never wanted to been kissed. Although that's weird too. Like, who has been like, oh, maybe you can.
Hey.
No.
No, I can actually relate to that.
I feel like you could be very Anna-like.
I know.
In a sense.
Except I would not accept a coffee date from a random billionaire. Because I'd be like, what do you want from me?
Okay, but
I'm really cynical.
You see, so...
I mean, no, but, like, even, you know, I get the whole, like, there's no one special, but even in that period, because I'm very picky, background information for me, you know, I have high standards, and, like, I ain't gonna lower them for...
No, absolutely.
For nobody, but this doesn't seem like she has high standards. It seems like she's been... waiting for, because, like, even in my high standards, I still like a guy until I kind of realize, like, he's not what I'm looking for. You know, like, I can be interested in
people. It almost seems like she's being scared into submission, in a sense. Kind of, she's only kind of doing it to...
Like, there's so many times, you know, just in these chapters where she's like, I don't know why he has this effect on me. I don't get, you know, like, what's going on here. And I'm just like, yeah, girlfriend, like, you don't... But anyway, we should probably wrap up. We've been talking, and any last comments that you want to talk about?
Well, I'm really excited to get deeper into the book. I mean, we've had a lot to say, and we're, what, 3 chapters in?
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get to dive in deep and know the characters better and,
definitely.
I guess, read up on... I don't know the details. I know they're sex. Let's just be honest. Like, it's a very sexual book. But when it comes to the details about it, I know not a one.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know about their I mean, I saw a trailer for the movie where they were flying in a plane. So I think they fly in a plane at some time, but like, I don't know what else happened. Right. So, yeah, it should be good.
It should be good. So we'll probably do this every week.
Yeah, we'll try and get an episode out on the weekly, you know, try and keep it, pretty consistent. And until then, I mean, happy reading, guys. We'll be, yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.